The fall season of new Turkish dramas kicked off this week with the premiere of Gözleri Karadeniz, also known by its English title, Eyes of the Black Sea. And I'm so excited to break down this pilot episode with you. But first, if you want to catch more of my reviews and recaps of Turkish dramas, hit the like and subscribe buttons so you don't miss out. Before I dive into the specific storylines, I want to share my overall thoughts on the show. And I have to say that I like the casting of the two leads better than I expected. To be honest, their chemistry didn't seem that strong in the trailers, but it was definitely better when watching the episode. The main character, Azil, is played by Halit Özgür Sarı, and he's great in the role. But I'm not surprised because this actor was previously the lead of another series called Yabani, which had a very similar premise. In Yabani, he also played the long-lost son of a powerful, wealthy family, so I expect him to bring that same energy to this show. The female lead Güneş is played by Özge Yaz, and she is absolutely stunning. I find Güneş more likable than previous characters I've seen Özge play. In the other shows I've seen Özge in, her characters are usually depressed or heartbroken from some major betrayal. So it was refreshing to see her play a character who's actually having fun for a change. I believe this suits her better than the more dramatic roles. I'm also really drawn to the love story between Güneş and Azil, and I'm very invested in seeing how their relationship unfolds. But what did you all think about their chemistry? Let me know in the comments if you felt that spark too. Now, as far as the rest of the characters, I have to be honest, most of them felt very cookie cutter and full of cliches I've seen in many other shows. The episode introduced us to three major villains, and there was nothing particularly fresh or different from the typical villain archetypes. But it's just the first episode, so I'm curious to see how their characters will get fleshed out as the show progresses. Now, moving on to the episode itself, it kicks off with a strong introduction to Azil, our main character. He's the captain of a cargo ship, and we quickly see that he discovers one of his crew members smuggling drugs on his ship. Azil immediately puts a stop to it and dumps all of the drugs in the sea. Of course, he's warned that the drug traffickers will retaliate against him, but Azil isn't fazed at all by this threat. He doesn't hesitate, which gives us a strong indication of his character. Clearly, he's someone who is not easily intimidated, and we'll definitely see that side of him play out later. We as the audience know that the drug traffickers responsible are actually his relatives, but of course Azil hasn't discovered that yet. Our female lead Güneş is introduced exiting the airport after arriving in Rize from Istanbul. And I have to laugh because we see her wearing a beautiful white dress with what looks like 4-inch stiletto heels coming out of the airport. This is something I always see in Turkish dramas. Women traveling in stiletto heels. It's so impractical that it pulls me out of the story. Why are you wearing stiletto heels when traveling? It makes no sense, especially when we later discover she's visiting an orphanage where she'll presumably be playing outside with children. Is anyone else bothered by this, or is it just me? But anyway, she looks absolutely stunning. Güneş gets into a car to drive to the orphanage but gets derailed because the road is blocked. She gets out of her car to look for help and runs into Azil, who's on his boat, and they have this fun exchange where he tells her the only way to reach her destination in time is by sea, and he offers to take her there on his boat. Güneş is initially resistant because she has a fear of water and boats, but she eventually agrees because she doesn't want to disappoint the children waiting for her. What I loved about this scene is how Azil helps calm her down and put her mind at ease. There's this fun moment where he tells her to talk to his boat to get it started and plead for their safe journey. Güneş thinks it's ridiculous, but she does it anyway. You can see that Azil intentionally pushed her to do this to help her feel more comfortable. It was very cute watching all the effort he made, including singing to her. When Azil drops her off, he offers to wait so he can take her back to her car by boat. But as soon as Güneş suggests he accompany her instead, he immediately agrees. At the orphanage, we learn that Güneş is a patron who visits the children periodically. When the children see her arrive with Azil, they immediately ask if he's her boyfriend, which they both deny. But it was adorable seeing one of the boys warn Azil to treat Güneş well. Both characters enjoy their time at the orphanage, but we see them truly start to bond on their return trip on the boat. Azil and Güneş discover they're both orphans. Azil shares that he's adopted and doesn't even know who his parents were or where they're buried. He was raised by his adoptive mother and grandmother, and although he had a happy childhood, he still feels a void because he doesn't know where he came from. Güneş also reveals that her parents died in a car accident when she was a child, and her fear of water stems from their car flipping into the sea. This was a genuinely moving bonding moment, which strengthened their emotional connection. So it's no surprise that Gunesh agrees to attend a local wedding with him that same night. At the wedding, everyone stares at them. And when Gunesh asks why, Azeel bluntly tells her it's because everyone thinks they're a couple. I love how Azeel makes it clear he likes the attention they're getting as a couple. He's signaling his interest despite Gunesh's awkwardness. And you can tell he knows she feels the same way. And their feelings definitely surface when they're dancing. When it starts raining and everyone runs inside, Azeel and Gunesh remain outside dancing in the rain. And we get this cinematic moment where they're staring into each other's eyes. As Gunesh starts to turn away, Azeel pulls her back to him, and there's this tense, heated exchange between them. But just when you think they might kiss, the show fades to black, then cuts to the next morning with Gunesh waking up on his boat. I was initially frustrated we didn't see them kiss, and the show didn't explicitly confirm if any physical intimacy happened that night, so it's left up to our imaginations. But honestly, I choose to believe that they hooked up that night, or at the very least made out. And I also think the morning after scene was brilliantly handled and completely refreshing. We don't get the typical regret that we'd usually see from the female lead in this situation in other dramas. Gunesh doesn't question why she spent the night with Azeel or show any regrets. In fact, she looked genuinely happy. She was smiling. There was definitely awkwardness between them, which felt realistic because there's so much unspoken between them. They spent a lovely day and night together, but now Gunesh has to leave and return to Istanbul. There's no expectation of maintaining a relationship. They both understand this was just one special day. They don't even exchange phone numbers, and you could see the longing and sadness on their faces that they won't see each other again despite having strong feelings and a deep connection. While their love story might seem too rushed or simple, I believe there will be plenty of drama and angst coming for them in episode 2. So I appreciated the breathing room for them to develop their connection. Now, let's turn to the Istanbul storylines. We're introduced to the Machari family when Mehmet returns home and is greeted by his mother, Nirmin, his sister, aunt, uncle, and cousin. His mother is clearly overprotective, and I immediately knew she'd become one of the show's villains. She's the typical manipulative mother we often see who will support her son no matter how awful he is. We quickly discover that Mehmet is returning from a 10-month prison sentence, though his exact crime isn't revealed. His father, Osman, clearly isn't happy since he doesn't even bother to welcome Mehmet home. When Mehmet goes to see his father, there's obvious friction and resentment. Mehmet is hurt that his father never tried to get him out of prison, and he assures Osman he's learned his lesson, but Osman is skeptical. It's clear Mehmet desperately wants his father's approval, but Osman remains cold, and we quickly learn Osman is right not to trust Mehmet, since he secretly partnered with his Aunt Havva to smuggle drugs. It was actually his drug deal that Azeel derailed at the start of the episode. Here's where things get interesting. Osman is hiding that he's gravely ill and dying. His right-hand man, Kinalu, pleads with him to tell his family, but Osman refuses. He insists he needs to first make peace with his estranged mother and long-lost son in Rize. When Osman looks at photos of Azeel, it becomes obvious that Azeel is his son. Osman has been keeping tabs on Azeel throughout his life without ever making contact. When Osman tells his family he's going to Rize on business, his wife, Nirmin, suspects the truth, and it becomes clear she knows about Azeel's existence and sees him as a threat to Mehmet's inheritance. Osman's arrival at his mother's house triggers a flashback to 30 years ago when Azeel was a baby. Osman's mother held a gun to prevent him from taking Azeel and angrily told him to leave. Given this extreme animosity, I suspect there's much more to this backstory. What could Osman have done to warrant such a reaction? Simply choosing to marry Nirmin over Azeel's mother doesn't seem to justify this level of hatred and deception. She not only vowed to never speak to Osman again, she lied to Azeel his entire life about his identity, making her own biological grandson believe he was just adopted. I'm really curious to learn what Osman did to justify his mother's determination to completely remove Azeel from his life. When Azeel returns home, he greets Osman by name. He knows Osman is his grandmother's estranged son, but doesn't know Osman is his father. Osman tells Azeel about falling in love with a woman named Merjan, and when he reveals that Merjan was Azeel's deceased mother, Azeel is shocked. It's the first time he's ever heard his mother's name. But when Osman starts to reveal he's his father, Azeel stops him. He's furious that Osman would dare present himself as a father after 30 years and refuses to hear anything else that Osman has to say. When his grandmother appears, you can see Azeel's heartbreak, realizing she's been lying about his identity his entire life, and he storms off in tears. Meanwhile, Mehmet has been watching this conversation from his car. He'd traveled to Rize to find out what happened to his missing drugs and discovered Azil was responsible. Initially, he sends henchmen to attack Azil, but when they pull guns, Azil's local friends show up with their own weapons and scare them off. So Mehmet decides to follow Azil instead. To his surprise, he sees Azil meeting with his father. Mehmet panics because he doesn't want his father discovering his drug smuggling operation, but he has no idea yet that Azil is his half-brother. Back in Istanbul, Osman calls a family meeting and bluntly reveals he has a son named Azil who has rights to enter their home and will inherit what he's owed. I appreciated Osman's directness here. He showed zero consideration for his wife's feelings or how his children would react to learning about his affair. He offers no explanations or apologies for keeping the secret. He blindsides everyone except Nirman, who already knew about Azil, but is still humiliated by the callous way he revealed having another child. Nirman later tells Mehmet that Osman never really loved her. She forced him to marry her, presumably by revealing her pregnancy with Mehmet. And she implies this is why Osman has always been cold to Mehmet. She tells Mehmet that under no circumstances can Azil enter their home, and Mehmet assures her he'll prevent it. Before Mehmet's next move, we see Gunesh return to Azil's boat looking for her lost necklace. She immediately notices how upset Azil is and asks what's wrong instead of being offended by his cold reception. That's how strong their connection is. When Azil cries telling her what happened, Gunesh cries seeing his pain. She tells him he should appreciate having a father now and knowing where he came from, which is what he's always wanted. Notably, Azil never reveals that Osman Mashari is his father, but you can see how grateful he is to have Gunesh there to comfort him. They part ways for a second time as Gunesh finally returns to Istanbul, which seems even more heartbreaking because they've reaffirmed their feelings, but again have no expectation or hope of exploring their connection further. We next see Mehmet ordering his henchmen to kill Azil. He's obviously jealous of this potential rival for his father's affections, but he's also afraid Azil could expose his drug activities to their father. The henchmen plant a bomb on Azil's boat, and just when Azil is permanently leaving to get away from Osman and his grandmother, the boat explodes, which throws Azil into the sea. But obviously, we know Azil will survive. We need our male lead for episode 2. The episode's final revelation is that Gunesh appears at the Mashari home in Istanbul and is warmly greeted by Mehmet. Based on her surprised reaction, she wasn't expecting to see him there. Perhaps she didn't know he'd been released from prison. She also doesn't seem to have romantic feelings for Mehmet, but he clearly cares deeply for her based on how tenderly he hugs her. For now, the nature of their relationship and Gunesh's connection to the Mashari family remains a mystery, which I'm looking forward to discovering in the next episode. Overall, I have to be honest and say that I have mixed feelings about this premiere episode. It didn't hook me as strongly as I was hoping. I definitely enjoyed the love story between Azil and Gunesh, and I'm excited to see their reunion in Istanbul and how their connections to the Mashari family will impact their relationship. I'm also curious if we'll get more backstory about what caused the rift between Osman and his mother. However, the villain storylines feel very familiar and unoriginal. We have the typical jealous half-brother, overprotective, manipulative mother, and the crime boss we've seen in countless other shows. So I found them rather boring. I'm hoping these characters will be developed beyond their initial one-dimensional archetypes, but I'm definitely keeping this show on my watch list to see how it progresses over the upcoming episodes. So those are my thoughts on episode 1 of Gözleri Karadeniz. Did the premiere hook you, or are you waiting to see more? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button if you want to catch more of my Turkish drama reviews. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you next time.